Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hundreds of thousands of Greek citizens have attempted to storm government buildings. Citizens are being fired on by police. Banks have been burned. People are dying. This is the IMF riot. This is the takeover of a sovereign nation. And major economics publications are reporting that England is the next to fall with a similar debt ratio as Greece. The bankers believe that they have successfully taken over Greece. Now they're in the process of downgrading and imploding Spain and Portugal, then England and the United States. The economic conquest is moving forward. It is Thursday, the sixth day of May, 2010. We've got Godfrey Bloom joining us. He's in the same political party as Nigel Farage, who this morning crashed in a small aircraft. The pilot was taken by helicopter, very badly hurt. They had said that Nigel Farage was going to try to continue the campaign, but now he's in stable condition. It's worse than they had first thought. We've got folks from that party that was gaining so many seats in the European Parliament and in the British Parliament joining us, the UKIP party. And so they will be giving us info on that briefly in the next hour. And then Red Beckman will be joining us coming up in the third hour to talk about the banking takeover as well. Look, I've already seen articles like this in the past. Just to be clear, this is standard operating procedure, okay? I'm sure many of you have already heard about the NBC report, and they basically in this article imply that the students are bad. Talk about things being upside down. Students kicked off campus for wearing American flag T-shirts on Cinco de Mayo. You are not allowed to do that. And the Hispanic teachers and Hispanic students were interviewed by NBC. They said, yes, we are insulted by the American flag. Now, that's the type of crisis we're facing. The average American, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter, has been taught to be these, quote, multicultural people, that America's bad and we've got to lick the boots of any foreigners. You've got Mexico, where they've been taught to hate the United States in their public schools. You've got 30 million of these people up here. And they're saying, look, you don't wear American flags at school. Do you understand? You don't do that in Mexico. And this is Mexico. The United States Southwest is Mexico, and that's what the mayor of Los Angeles says. That's what all these representatives in the Congress say. This is treason. This was done by design, and the media is hyping it where these people feel like they've been wronged. And I mean, I walked into a gas station yesterday to pay for gas, and there was a Hispanic fellow behind the counter, and he said, Alex, what do you think of I'm listening to your show. What do you think of the situation with Arizona? And then another guy walked up behind me who was Hispanic. He said, yeah, Alex, you're with InfoWars. What do you think? And I said, well, the country's collapsing, just like Mexico has collapsed. And I said, they have Border Patrol checkpoints 100 miles into the country where they search citizens. And all this law is doing is signal enforce the law. What do you say to that? And they didn't say anything. But the point is, people are hyped up about this, and the media is deliberately. I mean, imagine any other country on earth, unless it's England, Germany, or the U.S., it's very hard to get into it. And if you're an illegal alien, you get deported. But here, they bring in hordes of foreigners. They tell them that anybody wearing an American flag hates them and is a racist. They invoke division. They create the self-fulfilling prophecy, the pipe dream, that anyone that says we should have sovereignty, anyone that says we should control our borders, anyone who says that we should stand up for this country is evil. And the principal said, you don't wear American flags, pal. Do you understand? And all over the country, the illegals take over post offices. They pull down the American flag. They stomp on it. They run Mexican flags up. They burn down shops in Santa Cruz, and the media says on ABC Local, well, they're doing what needs to be done. See how sick that is? But then they say tea parties are supposedly terrorists. You understand what's happening? We'll break it all down when we get back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. We're going to cover the amazing battle against the bankers going on in Greece. The banking takeover is spreading to the rest of Europe, England, and now the United States, all by design, as Bob Chapman and as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and as Gerald Celente and countless other true experts. How do you judge an expert? Their predictions have almost all come true. They know what they're talking about. Webster Tarpley's predictions. It's all online, all planned by the IMF and World Bank. We have their battle plan. We have their own documents. We have their minutes. We've read the books written by central bankers. Criminals love to brag. We know their battle plan. That's why it's so important for people to pay attention to what you hear on this show. Gerald Celente 2 weeks ago said we're going to have bombings out of Pakistan. Boom. We have the guests on that know what they're talking about. When we talk about something here, it's because it's historically backed up. This isn't a game. This isn't a drill. This isn't a joke. When I tell people who are listening that they're putting hundreds of deadly chemicals in the water by design, I've had the head toxicologist of the EPA on. They know it. When I tell you that every major GMO crop is designed to cause cancer and to sterilize you, to reduce your fertility and finally sterilize you, we have mountains of proof. When I get up here and I tell you that Army manuals officially train Army captains in black ops and above how to stage terror attacks. It's declassified. I'm a political atheist, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not a liberal. I'm not a conservative. I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a freedom lover. I'm a truth teller. I look at the facts and I report them. That is it. I study history. I learn how elites operate. I've learned their tricks. There have been stabbings and riots and death all over the country during Cinco de Mayo. It is not even a holiday celebrated in Mexico. It is not even Mexican Independence Day. It is a made-up Ford Foundation event for liberation theology to bring in a group of people who would have gotten along and been part of America and to fill a large portion of them full of abject hatred of the United States. We're going to be covering that in a moment. Students kicked off campus for wearing American flag tees. Cultural expression. They say that it was hateful culturally to wear an American flag. Freedom of expression or cultural disrespect on Cinco de Mayo. No, disrespect all over the country is hordes of illegal aliens going to police stations, fire departments, and private businesses, auto repair shops, as well as post offices, and pulling down the American flag, stomping on it, and running Mexican flags up. That is sedition. That is military operations. That is what's going on. And you've got the Spanish media, the Tejano, the rap. I've read the lyrics of it. It's how great it is to be a drug dealer, how great it is to be a coyote, how great it is to smuggle in illegals, how great it is to kill the gringo. And this is all going on right under the surface. And Hispanic Americans are concerned about it and upset, but the media is telling them, you've got to be with these people or you're a sellout or you hate Hispanics. They're making a violent gang-related revolution in America be associated with being Hispanic. The media, the government is shelling this and covering up firebombings and torch attacks and murders and killings going on all over the country. From Arizona to California. Racial attacks on Tea Party people in Miami, covered up on and on and on, while demonizing Americans who want to audit the Federal Reserve and cut taxes and get our country back. And Bloomberg implying that Tea Partiers, anti-government-run healthcare people, were the ones behind the bombing. You get nonviolent pro-America groups being demonized by the illegitimate criminal government, who has brought the illegals in, paid their way, given them welfare, and they teach in the public schools, not just in Mexico, but in the United States, that America is bad and America is trash and America is scum, and they teach in public schools in all 50 states that the southwest of the U.S. belonged to Mexico and that America's bad. When I was in public school, I was taught this. Okay, the government wants to break America up. The North American Union is a private corporate government. This country is going down. And if the globalists succeed, I want all of you fools out there who support the open borders, when you are getting paid a lot less or you're homeless and this country falls apart and we live just like they do in Mexico or North Korea, I want you to remember how you were sold fake pride, how you were sold by the mind controllers, a false paradigm. So we're going to cover that. Student kicked off campus for wearing American flag tees. You don't do that in America. Do you understand? Times Square bomber linked with CIA-controlled terror group. And we now know they were running drills in and around Times Square of a bombing that day. Totally staged. Meanwhile, what did Bloomberg testify for before Congress yesterday? Bloomberg says deny Second Amendment to people on terror watch list. What does that mean? They can put anybody they want on that list, over 1.5 million Americans now on it. It's a secret list. And then you can't buy a gun. And what does Bloomberg say? He says let the FBI, if they think you might be an extremist, domestic groups, where you suddenly can't buy guns and they're going to come take your guns at your house. This is a guy suing other cities and states trying to ban the Second Amendment. This is a guy way out of his jurisdiction. This is a crook. This is a mafia don who wants to control you and run your life. And remember what Rahm Emanuel said. He said, we want no fly, no buy bill. And it's in Congress. He's pushing for its passage. Bloomberg is right now. Where if you're on a no-fly list, you're on a no-buy list, and they can expand that to a no-work list. It's just a federal blacklist where you can't have a job, own a gun, nothing. And remember what the internal documents show. The terrorists are the American people. And now they're out in the open. And, of course, a judge ordered Hatari released. The feds are appealing it, basically saying it was all made up with the Hatari militia. They're going to be out there setting up groups to create the perception that there's all this violence. But when you've got illegal aliens beating up cops, setting fire to restaurants full of people, running around in the streets with torches all over the place, stabbing people. That's right. I got stacks of that news today. Stabbing people. It's, oh, how sweet. How good. And the media is just filling these people full of righteous anger. It's totally fake. Oh, you poor people. Oh, anybody that wants to control the border or cut welfare to all these illegals, they hate Hispanics. They hate you. They don't like you. Get them. Burn them. Kill them. To the point of these people are so self-righteous that the school administrator said, you can't wear that Old Navy shirt. There's a photo of it. You can't wear that Old Navy shirt with American flag on it. You get out of here. You take that shirt off and you get out of here. This isn't San Francisco. This is Mexico. You get out of here right now. Do you understand? And they hype the drug culture and how cool it is and how fun it is. And so Sugarland teen found dead in Mexico, a beautiful young lady, 18 years old, Elizabeth Mandala. 18, she told her mom, I want to be a coyote. I want to have Osland. I want to bring illegals over. And so she went down to Mexico and was found raped and murdered. Oh, it wasn't sexy to be a coyote, was it? Mexico totally collapsing and the people living in bondage and open sewage running through the streets. Oh, she's dead. Like the 23,000 people dead in the last 2 years in Mexico, now spilling across like all the dead ranchers in Texas and Arizona murdered by illegals, or 14 homes burned in one night, or the cops being killed. Oh, it's not cute and funny now. Hey, listen, they don't even celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Mexico. It's not the National Independence Day. It's a made-up type day like Kwanzaa to create division. The government is criminal and has forged groups of foreigners into political weapons to riot and burn cities on command and to vote to take the American people's private property and guns. The interest of the people. I could care less what color your skin is, but you better believe I care about the content of your mind. And over 90% of these immigrant rights people vote to take my guns and my private property. And let me tell you something, like they said in Gonzales before the war started in 1836, you can come and take it. Just keep pushing and keep driving, you offshore banks. You think you can bring in hordes of foreigners to help slit the throat of this country? Go ahead and push it. Push it over the edge. Drive it even harder. Go even faster. We have identified the globalists. We have identified the bankers. We have identified in Europe how they bring in hordes of foreigners who push for whatever the big government says. We understand the treason. We understand the treachery. We know what's going on. And so good. Good. Go ahead and show us exactly what you think. Go ahead and kick 5 students out of school for wearing American flag shirts. Go ahead and tell them the American flag's offensive. Show everybody what's going on. Go ahead and have your riots. Go ahead and march with your Mexican flags. Go ahead. Flags that represent a completely collapsed narco-terror state that's been in slavery for thousands of years before Mexico even existed as a country, run by blood-drinking Aztec demons who ran around and slaughtering all the native tribes. Oh, that's real nice. That's real good. That's something we need. That's something we need to hold up and say is good. That's something we need to promote. That's something we need to embrace. No, 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 no. You will not pass. You will not have victory over the Republic. The foreign banks will not have victory. You will be defeated in Iceland. You will be defeated in Greece. You will be defeated in the United States. You will be defeated worldwide, and you will not divide the people.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at ResearchedHerbs.com. Products at ResearchedHerbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at ResearchedHerbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. ResearchedHerbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please.
I'm going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the next segment for 3.5 hours. Of the 4-hour radio transmission. I'm going to say this right now. It's time for people to choose sides. You know, I've seen Gallup polls of upwards of 80% of Hispanic Americans who are great people saying that they want to control our borders and deport illegals. They know it's destroying the country, driving down wages. They know that we're going to turn into Latin America. They understand that. We always talk about Latin America because that's the majority of the illegals. They understand it's being turned into a political weapon. But the media, by hyping this and saying American flags are racist, tea parties are racist, anybody that wants to stop the crime wave, I mean, we're becoming like Mexico that's collapsed all over the Southwest. That's the main issue. And so the media is invoking race instead of saying, oh, it's totally reasonable to protect our borders and to be sovereign. No, our country's been seized by foreign banks that want to bankrupt us, just like Greece and Iceland. This is a political weapon. This, look at California completely starting to collapse like Mexico. This is economic conquest. These people are just being used. But I hear about boycotts of baseball teams or basketball teams that are in Arizona. I hear about boycotting gringo businesses. And then meanwhile, you know, who packs the Mexican-owned Mexican food restaurants? The stupid gringos. The scum gringos. Who funds all this? You know, so I'm going to say this. I'm going to boycott any establishment that's flying a Mexican flag. These car dealerships, these Mexican food restaurants, that's it. If it's painted on the wall, if it's being promoted, that's it. It's over. Zero. I, for the rest of my life, it's done. Okay? You're not getting my money. That's fine. Okay? That's fine. It's over. It's over. I refuse to have guilt for something I haven't done. I refuse to be called a devil. I refuse to be told the American flag is bad. I refuse because I know what this is part of, and it's time for everybody, black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter, to declare what side you're on. Are you for lawlessness and open borders and illegals running around burning buildings and pulling down American flags and stabbing people and stomping on it and killing ranchers and burning down their houses? And I mean, they've had all these, you know, brothers of city council people in the past in Austin are caught, you know, as coyotes and beating people up and everything. It's just a bunch of lawless crooks. It's the lawless crook groups out of Mexico that are promoting with the Ford Foundation and the U.S. government this take away the Southwest for Mexico. It's not going to be taken away to Mexico. The entire North American continent is to be merged into a global corporate state. And I'm done. I'm not going to Mexico ever again on vacation. I'm done. You understand? Never again. Ever. I'm done. The whole country will collapse. Good. Have what you want. I am never again going anywhere that's got La Raza crap written all over it. I mean, I still sometimes will eat in those kind of places. I'm done. I'm done. It's over. You understand? I don't have any guilt. I've done nothing wrong, and I'm not your slave, and I'm tired of the racism that the media promotes, the big banker-owned media, to divide everybody. The only way to cure this is to stand up and to tell these people, you're wrong. You're wrong. Just like when they had a Cinco de Mayo parade, what, 6-7 years ago? We had to dig that video out and put it online. I went out there with about 200 people in front of 10,000 illegal aliens and their supporters, running around calling for this to be Mexico. And you know why I went? I called up one of the organizers of it and said, I'm going to come out there and cover it. And he said, you wouldn't dare, gringo. You're a coward. You're scared. Well, you know what? I went out there, and most of the crowd wouldn't even go with me to the front of that march. And I stood in front of that march, and I blocked that march, and I sat right there, and I had people threatening me. And I said, come on. Come on. If this has to be the Alamo, right here it is. Strike me down. I don't care. I'm not afraid. If that's what it takes to get Texas going, that's what it takes to get the Republic going. I'm ready. I'm ready 100%. I'm not putting up with this anymore. You understand that? You tell me you want war. You tell me you're going to run me over. You tell me I'm trash. You tell me you're going to plant a San Diego me. Okay, then. Let's go. Let's go. I'm sick of it, and I'm not putting up with it anymore. I know full well what's going on around here. I've had it. I want to live in peace. I want my Second Amendment, and I want my property rights. And I'm not letting the bankers take this country down. It's time for people to grow a spinal cord and stop being intimidated and cowed by all this. Burning buildings, stabbing people, burning houses down, the media covering it up. I've had it. I have had it. In fact, I know Mike Hansen is listening right now. I know the Ritters are. They've got footage of all this. They've got to get it up on YouTube. So you can see how you deal with an illegal alien march. I'll tell you how you deal with it. I'll have my American flag anywhere I want. And you can go to hell if you think you're going to stop me. You understand that? And I'm going to have everything that flag stands for. I'm going to keep my Bill of Rights. I'm going to keep my state sovereignty. I'm going to keep my private property rights. I'm going to keep my Fourth Amendment. I'm going to keep my Second Amendment. It's all mine. My ancestors fought and died for it. And the guy that wrote the Constitution for the state of Texas was a Hispanic Tejano Texan.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have a...
This republic is worth fighting for. The enemy isn't white people, black people, Hispanics, Asians. The enemy is ideas. People that are for tyranny, for big government, for the police state, for the banking takeover. And our federal government has been illegitimate for decades. It has funded every major immigrant group with liberation theology. You know, Obama's pastor, Reverend Wright, is just the tip of the iceberg to hate America and to turn the American people against each other. Now, listen. The media wants all Hispanics to see themselves, quote, on the side of the big banks and for the open borders. That's why the media covers up the Santa Cruz riots with illegals with torches, burning down buildings, restaurants, people barely escaping, stabbings, murders, burnings, killings going on the last 2 weeks all over the country. It only makes it in the local news. You never see it on the national news. This is being done by design. And these illegal aliens and their supporters really feel righteously wronged. And that's because the media is there telling them anybody who has an American flag, literally, anybody who's for national sovereignty, anybody who wants to control our borders and cut the crime wave that's happening, anybody that doesn't want the states going bankrupt with criminal and medical care and welfare, Anybody that does that is a racist and evil. Meanwhile, the media and the cultural systems hype up anger and disgust and hatred of America to the point of where high school kids can't even wear American flag Old Navy shirts now in school because in many school districts, and I've seen a lot of reports of this, it is found to be offensive. Meanwhile, the illegal aliens all over the country and their supporters pull down American flags at fire stations, at auto repair shops, at a bunch of famous cases at post offices, and run Mexican flags up. You are supposed to become angry about this. You are supposed to not like what's happening. So they're selling you on the fact that it's normal for groups to burn things. It's normal for people to attack, that it's good that they're angry. That ABC News piece in Santa Cruz, everybody they interviewed was like, I think it's good they're burning things. You know, I understand why they did it. Meanwhile, they're blaming the Tea Parties with wanting to carry out terror attacks and saying they're racist so Hispanics and blacks and others don't feel welcome in joining organizations and groups that want to audit the Fed, that want to cut taxes, that want to secure our borders. And they have the Republicans coming in from the right angle trying to take over the Tea Parties so it can be controlled. That's how this is being done. And it enrages me to see people so self-righteous who have all been played by the media and hyped into boycotting America and hyped into pushing racism and hatred of white people as if it's good when these other groups do it, but then bad when anybody else stands up for themselves. And that's why I'm so angry today. I mean, here's an article out of NBC. What a whitewash. Students kicked off campus for wearing American flag T-shirts. Freedom of expression or cultural disrespect on Cinco de Mayo. See, if somebody thinks your American flag is disrespectful, you don't get to have it now. But they get to wear their Mexican flags. Well, why are you here if you want to fly Mexican flags? Why don't you want to be an American? I mean, I don't fly English flags or German flags because I've got some of that in my ancestry. It's ridiculous. I am not a hyphenated American. And the globalists want to destroy our sovereignty. Bill Clinton said we've got to merge the countries for Social Security. For 6 years, the U.S. government's been paying Social Security payments to Mexico. I mean, this is really going on. The country is dying. And they've now moved in these giant groups of people. They've taught them to hate America. They've taught them to hate anybody that says, hey, wait a minute. So that it's now a huge political weapon in our country. It has to stop now. No matter what color you are, the Bill of Rights and Constitution and Second Amendment is what we should support because that's what protects us and our families and our future. And the bottom line is, in every poll, over 90% of the illegal aliens and their supporters, it's a religion of hating America, they are for gun control and open borders and more taxes. Okay? So we must stand against this now. I stand up against injustice. This is injustice. This is a mind game. To say the people wearing American flags are the bad ones, and to let illegal aliens all over the country, hundreds of videos on YouTube, beat up veterans groups, beat up groups of blacks, whites, and Hispanics out there calling for sovereignty. I mean, in Arizona, in California, almost every 4th of July parade, even if it has nothing to do with illegals, people get beat up. The illegals come out with their Mexican flags, and they beat people up, and the cops let them do it. I have played countless videos here. This is outrageous, and that was a minority of the Hispanics that were like this, okay? And I learned about this from Hispanic listeners many years ago warning me about it, okay? But now the media is trying to brainwash and tell all Hispanics they've got to, quote, choose the side of La Reconquista, of La Raza, of the race. And then once they have everybody in a race consciousness, they can attach the entire political agenda to that race consciousness message. Now, I'm going to get into Greece. I'm going to get into the real attack on civil liberties here in the United States. Open calls to arrest any U.S. citizens without trial that the government calls extremist. This is out in the open, being promoted by Chucky Schumer, by Bloomberg, by Rahm Emanuel, by John McCain, and by many others. And we have all the legislation. I mean, look at this, S-3081. This is the Detention of Belligerents Act, and it just says for any reason the Pentagon wishes citizens could be arrested and never seen again. Okay, and you got the media whining and crying and saying cops if they pull somebody over. and have probable cause and ask for ID and they're illegal, they are to arrest them. Oh my gosh, it's so horrible. What are we doing? We need to stand up for the Bill of Rights. That is in the Bill of Rights. That is what the federal government's supposed to do. But meanwhile, oh, where's the Democratic Party? Where's the Republican Party all upset about all of us citizens being stripped of our citizens' rights whenever a secret military group wants to? Do you see how sickening this is? And they're all over TV saying, you want us to keep you safe from truck bombs. We've got to be able to get rid of due process and habeas corpus. We've got to be able to arrest people and take them away to a dungeon. They've got Border Patrol checkpoints 50, 75, 100 miles under law, up to 100 miles in the entire border. In Vermont, they just pull citizens over and beat the daylights out of them. How many YouTube videos have you seen of them pulling over black people, white people, Hispanics, who speak perfect English, have their ID, and they say, we're going to search your car 100 miles in, and they just beat the living snot out of you. Oh, where's all the civil rights groups on that? Where are they? We're going into a dungeon system, and people from Eastern Europe, not against them, but people from Russia, not against them, people from China, not against them, people from Mexico, Latin America, not against them, but they have grown up with police on the street corners with machine guns and tanks and armored vehicles and surveillance and people disappearing into dungeons. And they're being promised goodies by the government if they'll come here and vote for tyranny. It's very, very simple. This is life and death for this country. Look at your children. Decide, do you want them to be an American or do you want them to be a globalist? Do you stand with the Raza of America, the red, white, and blue? Is that your color? Or is it brown? I have decried the white supremacists because they're federally controlled for division. I have decried the black separatist, nationalist, racist because they're funded by the government in every major case. I have decried the hordes of people pouring across, large percentages of them, totally amped up with hate. And you've got the U.S.-owned, big corporate-owned Spanish radio and TV offering the free food, the free T-shirts, telling them, come out to this big, you know, fun family rally. The gringos want to arrest you. The gringos are racist. The gringos hate you. The gringos want to get you. And they've got these people so mad, they're out there stabbing and burning and attacking. And the media says, that's good. That is mind control. Okay? So it's simple. They plan on us being at each other's throats and having a war. And so if white people and others cow and say, I'm sorry, I'm evil, you're right, slit my throat, I'm bad, if you have that attitude, then the mind control is going to work. See, these people aren't under mind control, folks. They really believe it's their right to come to the most open nation on earth that gives them all this welfare and everything, and that everyone is racist and hates them, and that any Hispanics that decide to be Americans are evil. See, this is an attempt to get that 75-80% of Hispanics who are bedrock members of this community and wonderful people. From my experience and research, I mean, it wouldn't even be that bad if we had 30 million illegals here who wanted to be like George Washington's Second Amendment private property. But no, that's not how this is going to work. Have you seen the communist revolutions in Latin America? Do you want to live like that? Because that's what the bankers are funding, is a communist-style takeover of this country. There's no longer any doubt about it. And let me tell you, it just outrages me to see people all full of themselves to the point that they're pulling down American flags all over the country. They are attacking police. They are burning down buildings. They are stabbing people. They are killing ranchers every week. They are murdering people. They are murdering their own people. It is just a lawless criminal cauldron south of the border that has completely collapsed. We must. It's like if your neighbor's house is on fire, you better get out there and spray water on the side of your house so it doesn't burn down. And I'm here spraying water on the side of the house going, my God, look at that fire. It's starting to light shingles on my roof. Oh, I'm trying to put, and they're like, that's racist to be trying to put those shingles out. You need to throw a few torches into your house. You know, this is a wonderful thing we've got here in Mexico, the third most corrupt nation on earth. Now, continuing here, students kicked off campus for wearing American flag tees. And it continues, freedom of expression or cultural disrespect of Cinco de Mayo. So the article's like, oh, should you be allowed to wear American flags? Imagine how absurdist that is. See, oh, maybe this is good. Yeah. See, that's just like Europe. all over England, they just put up signs outside internet cafes on the street saying, if you visit any extremist material as listed by police, you are going to jail. That article's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, print that again for me. It's a Steve Watson article. Thank you. Students kicked off campus for wearing American flag tees. Freedom of expression or cultural disrespect of Cinco de Mayo? Maybe we can just take the stars off and put a Mexican eagle in the blue field with a snake in its hand. Maybe that would be okay then. On any other day at Live Oak High School in Morgan Hill, Daniel Gala and his four friends would not even be noticed wearing T-shirts with American flag. But Cinco de Mayo is not any typical day, especially on campus with a large Mexican-American student population. But they're not Mexican-American. I'll guarantee you these are the kids of illegal aliens who are all full of La Raza and Mecha, and they teach it for those inside the race, everything, those outside the race, nothing. That is Ku Klux Klan, and I protested them, and I'm going to protest you because I'm somebody who's steadfast and tells the truth, period. By the way, you love your little liberal leaders, illegal aliens. Why are they setting up Planned Parenthoods in your neighborhoods? Oh, that's good to kill your babies. See, I'm racist because I don't want you to kill your babies. That's how screwed up you are. That's how under mind control you are. Oh, I'm a white devil because I don't want blacks to abort their babies, 50%+ of them. See how that sickening, twisting mind control works? No. I look at something and I decide what is justice, what is for the republic, what is for freedom, and what do the globalists want? If the globalists are for something, I'm against it. And the globalists are for open borders and have filled these people full of hatred as a political weapon. That is treason. Notice Bloomberg says arrest citizens with no rights and put us in dungeons. I'm going to cover that in a moment. But, oh, he said, come to New York, illegals. Come to New York. Gali, I guess you pronounce it, G-A-L-L-I, says he and his friends were sitting at a table during a brunch break when the vice principal asked the two boys to remove American flag bandanas that they were wearing on their heads and for the others to turn their American flag T-shirts inside out. When they refused, the boys were ordered to go to the principal's office. They said we could wear it on any other day, Daniel said, but today is sensitive to Mexican Americans because it's supposed to be their holiday, so we are not allowed to wear it today. The boys, said the administrator, called the T-shirts incendiary that would lead to fights on campus. And that's how they're going to get rid of all our free speech in America. Oh, does it hurt someone's feelings? You can't have it. Student told Cinco de Mayo is not the day for patriotism. They said we tried to go back to class with our shirts not taken off. They said it was defiance and we would get suspended. Dominique Marcel said the boys really had no choice and went home to avoid suspension. They say they are angry. We were not allowed to express their American pride. Their parents are just as upset. And of course, these kids are in there in this majority legal alien school hearing about the takeover of America and Aslan. I guarantee you, we get these kids on, they're going to go, yeah, this is all we hear is how America's scum and how the illegals are taking over and how go back to Europe, pilgrim, and we're going to get you. I'll guarantee it. I bet this school's taking down the American flag and run up the American flag. I mean, taking down the American flag and run up the Mexican flag. I will guarantee you that there's been discussions at this school of pulling down the American flag on Cinco de Mayo. In fact, I bet this school did it. I bet if you go into a lot of schools do it. And you take that American flag down. Can't have your American flags on, can't have the American flag outside. But to many Americans, to many Mexican-American students at Live Oak, this was a big deal. They say they were offended by the five boys and others for wearing American colors on a Mexican holiday. Because it's a gang thing, you see. It's a gang thing. And that's what nations are. It's what group do you belong to? Well, I belong to the red, white, and blue. I belong to the red, white, and blue. That's why Infowars.com is red, white, and blue. If you go on to the website, it's red, white, and blue. That's the colors of Infowars.com. Red, white, and blue. Okay, it's not red, green, and white. You understand? Period. Period. Because that flag symbolizes my Bill of Rights and my Constitution that protects me from tyranny. The boys really had no choice and went home to avoid suspension. It goes on, but to many Mexican-American students at Live Oak, this was a big deal. They say they were offended by the five boys and others were wearing American colors on a Mexican holiday. And the school probably did have to tell them to take it off. They're probably going to get attacked. You know, you don't wear that here, pal. This is Mexico. I think they should apologize because it's a Mexican Heritage Day. and Sia Nuez of Live Oak High students said, "We do not deserve to get disrespected like that." She said, "We wouldn't do that on the 4th of July." What are you talking about, lady? All over the country, people get beat up at 4th of July parades. You're not allowed to have those in L.A. You're not allowed to. I mean, I can show you countless videos right now. Just go Google 4th of July rally attacked by illegals. I mean, there'll just be hundreds of videos. Blood, 2x4s, old ladies being beaten in the head by full-grown men. The cops just stand by and go, "Well, we love it. We're with the government. The government wants this." I mean, literally, that's what's so sick is we're fighting the bankers, the corrupt government that's taken over, and the illegal alien hordes. I mean, look at 4th of July all the time. They haul down American flags all over the country. And they went on to say they want an apology. As for an apology, the boys and their families say fat chance. "I'm not going to apologize. I did nothing wrong. I went along with my normal day. I might have worn an American flag, but I'm an American and I'm proud to be an American." The five boys and their families met with Morgan Hill Unified School District officials Wednesday night. The district released a statement saying it does not agree with how Live Oak school administrators did it, how they handled it. Look, here's the deal. When you can't wear an American flag in America, I mean, what does that tell you about this illegal alien group? What does that tell you? You better go read their literature. You better go find out what they're saying. They're saying as soon as they can, they're going to kill every white person in this country. Now, most Hispanics aren't for that. They need to speak out against it. The threat is these illegals.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Imagine America opens its arms up, gives welfare to these people, brings them in, and they feel sorry for themselves. And the liberation theology systems through the colleges, funded by the big banks, tells them that America is evil. We have to speak out against this, especially Hispanic Americans, because the globalists are trying to force all Hispanic Americans to adopt this view so they can further destroy this country. This is just a horrible situation that we're facing. And you know what? You have to make sure that when you have a pool put in or you have a garage expansion on your house, you've got to make sure that the contractor you hired is using legals. You have to do that. And you have to not be lazy. People say, well, they're the ones that do all the work. Yeah, a carpenter 15, 20 years ago was paid about double what they are now. You can make a living doing it. It's driven the wages down. Now we're only those groups because they don't pay taxes in most cases. And so they can take a lower wage, are able to do the construction. And it's moved into every other entry-level position. And now over 80% of the meatpacking employees in the numbers I've seen are illegal aliens. Most of the custodians are illegal aliens all over the country. And it becomes unions where, and I've seen this in the news, where if you're not Hispanic, you basically get run out of it. I mean, this is racism, folks. This is control. This is tribalism. This is division. Imagine in America not being able to wear an American flag to school. And how many articles have you seen in the news where the illegals all over the country in the last 4 years of protest pull down American flags? I mean, if they're marching down the street in a protest and they see a car dealership, they pull it down. If they see an auto repair shop, they pull it down. If they see a post office, they pull it down. They even go to police stations and pull it down, and the cops stand there and take it. If citizens did it, they'd come out and attack them because they've been trained. Citizens are open season, regardless of what color they are. But this illegal alien group, this is a precious organization for the New World Order to be used as a political weapon here in the Republic. And that is now what is happening in this country. So I beg people to understand, we're going to collapse like Mexico and California. And all this fake pride that they put into the La Reconquista, La Raza race groups is just pathetic. It's a mind game. It is mind control. It was created by the liberation theology pushed by the system. Now, here's the deal. We've got Godfrey Bloom coming on because Nigel Farage, who speaks against Von Rumpy and the head of the EU and exposes the New World Order and his party, is gaining a lot of seats in the European Union Parliament and in the British Parliament. He was running for the British Parliament. His plane crashed this morning, and the pilot was in very bad condition. The campaign has said, we think Farage is okay, just hurt, in and out of consciousness. Now he's in stable condition. It was a little bit worse than they thought. The plane is just completely destroyed, just devastating crash. Thank God he's still alive, and he's doing the same thing. He is talking about how the government's brought in tens of millions of illegals and is using them as a political weapon. They've had other members of governments in Europe who are speaking out against the open borders. Illegals walk up and just shoot them in the head. I mean, we've seen those cases. They just murder whoever they want. Again, the foreigners are being used as political weapons. If you can get foreigners here, educate them, get them to be patriots, then it's fine, as long as they're not on welfare, because that further bankrupts things. But if you can't get to them, which we can't with these language barriers, they are so hyped up and so delusional that they think American flags are bad. Okay, look, you don't have American flags in Austin. You don't have American flags in San Francisco. You know, if you got an American flag on your business, we're going to pull it down and stomp on it. We might even throw a firebomb in your window. Okay, I mean, that is the point that we've reached. And look, it's only going to get worse from here. You're going to see this country engulfed in riots and flames in the next few years unless we reverse this. Okay. And for all of you that love Raza and all this, when you're homeless, when the country fully collapses, when you think, man, America used to be a lot better, just remember you were warned. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that somebody was there explaining to you how this works.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.